This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, he is Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, Packer beat writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. Schneider Tire and Drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Hello, Ryan Wood.
Hello, Sparky. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just counting down the days to have the baby, and then right after that, a few days later, a couple months, get those Christmas trees back up, and I'll be a happy camper. Let's talk about Jair Alexander in this contract. Ian Rappaport said they've been working on this thing for like 4 months. And do you think this deal gets done if Davante Adams is still on the Packers with that deal that they supposedly had offered him?
Yes, because Jair Alexander is one of the best cornerbacks in the league, and cornerbacks are one of the most important positions in football. So they needed to lock him up, and they did. Now, I think the Davante Adams situation was a big eye-opener to this front office that you don't want to let stuff fester. You don't want to push the deadline on contract negotiations, especially with premier players like Jair Alexander. So, in terms of urgency to get it done now, I would imagine that you know, coming fresh off the wings of the Davante Adams situation, avoiding another one was on the mind of Brian Gutekunst. But in terms of extending and giving Jair Alexander a record-setting deal, $21 million annually, the highest ever at cornerback position in NFL history. That's a byproduct of Jair Alexander being Jair Alexander and the importance that he is as the best defensive player on the field.
Let me ask you, because I'm curious about this. Do you think they would have been able to sign Davante Adams and give Jair the same money, or was it one or the other? I mean,
no,
we had a lot of people doing this.
There's so much cap manipulation that,
right, there's a lot going on here.
Yeah, I mean, everyone makes the mistake of saying, well, there's a salary cap, and yeah, I mean, sure, but not really. You could do so much to manipulate the cap that I imagine that if Davante Adams had wanted to stay here, they still would have been able to go to the figure that Jair Alexander wanted to get to. And the reality is that Davante Adams didn't want to be here, and that's why they had to trade him. They were offering at least as much money, if not more money, to Davante Adams that he got with the Raiders. It was very much Davante Adams wanted to play with Derek Carr. He wanted to be closer to home. He wanted out of Green Bay. And so he had to get traded. As far as Jair Alexander goes, this was an obvious, some negotiations you're kind of spitballing. There's a rough estimate of where they need to go to, and there's a range. This was a pretty obvious all the way through. Jair Alexander wanted to be paid like the top cornerback in the league. The top cornerback in the league at the time, it's Denzel Ward now, or was, with 20 and a quarter. Jalen Ramsey was 20 flat. They needed to be north of that number. 21 was always going to be the number annually, and that's what they went to.
You know, I'm not trying to beat a dead horse here, but I guess we were, maybe I'm wrong here, but led to believe that the reason why they were able to sign Devondre Campbell and the reason why they were able to sign Rasul Douglas is because they had that money left over because they didn't sign Davante, and the reason why they got this deal done because that they had money left over to sign Jair. I mean, it's the structure of these numbers is just absolutely incredible. I mean, we had people on our show, 4 or 5 months ago that we're talking about. There's no way the Packers are going to sign all these guys. There's no way. They had a structure. They had a salary cap. They had everything out, blah, blah, blah.
But in fairness, nobody thought they were. But in fairness, nobody saw them trading Devontae.
It made sense. I mean, all the numbers that we – it made sense. Now, all of a sudden, we get into a situation where, like, where's all this money coming from?
I don't doubt that there would have had been sacrifices made at some point on the roster if they kept Devontae Adams at his $20 million franchise tag figure.
Right.
At some point, there would have been sacrifices. I mean, to get Devondre Campbell back and Rasul Douglas and extend Jair Alexander and sign Jaron Reed –
right.
It gets to be a lot. And they've done a lot on the defensive side, especially with the money saved. If you boil it down to would they have been able to keep Devontae Adams and Jair Alexander? Sure. But I think you're looking more at a thinning of the depth on that defensive side than keeping a premier player like Jair Alexander. With that said, I go back to right before the combine when Brian Gutekunst said that there's a plan in place and he does not expect a fire sale of the roster. And at that point, he knew very well that mm-hmm. not everyone was coming back, and he knew who was not coming back. He knew at that time that Devontae Adams would not be on the team this fall. And so that really, you know, when he says there was not going to be a fire sale, they lost one very significant player, but they retained a whole lot.
Talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood as he joins us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Some of the cap hit numbers that we're looking at for 2023: Aaron Rodgers, 31.6; David Bakhtiari, 30.1; Kenny Clark, 23.9; Aaron Jones, 20 million; Jair Alexander, 20 million. It looks like. I mean, those are large cap numbers. There's no way they all can stay that number. Does that mean some type of restructuring or moving on from a Bakhtiari or an Aaron Jones might be possible here?
Oh, it's possible. There's no question about that. That's part of the cap manipulation, right? That's why you always have to look at what the guaranteed money is and not just the contract figure. The guaranteed money is a much truer form of what the real actual contract is than you know, yesterday – Jair Alexander gets 4 years, $84 million. Well, that's $30 million guaranteed, at least as far as we know. It's how the Packers operate. Their standard practice is to just guarantee the signing bonus. And then it's, you know, he's going to get $45 million the first 2 years. That's all likely money for a 25-year-old corner. But both of those figures are more significant than the 4 years, 84, because you just don't know in year three, year four of a contract. In this case, Jair Alexander will be 29. When he's in the final year of his contract, you expect there's a very, very real chance that he'll see the contract all the way through. But in a lot of these cases, a lot of these contracts, the back 2 years, you have no idea. So, yeah, what we've got to see is David Bakhtiari get back on the field and be David Bakhtiari again. We haven't seen that in 2 years. It's, you know, at this stage in his career, it's certainly no guarantee that that's going to happen. Aaron Jones, a running back, the shelf life on running backs is very, very steep. You don't know when it's going to drop off, but once it does, it goes quick. There was no sign of that last year, and we'll see how he looks this year. So it's just, how do they play? Because on the field, you can make yourself pretty indispensable depending on your production and how you actually play. Those are the big questions going into 2022.
Well, yeah, and I agree with you, but then there's one contract that's looming large, and I'm sure it's going to be Elgton Jenkins. That's going to command a steep amount of money.
Yeah, with that said, what did the Packers just do in this draft? They drafted a lot of interior offensive linemen, a lot of versatile guys.
What are you saying?
I'm not saying that they're not re-signing Elgton Jenkins, but I'm not saying that they are. How do those draft guys, how does Sean Ryan and Zach Tom develop? Yeah. They develop to the point where they become starters and become much cheaper solution than Elgton Jenkins, who's going to get a lot of money, provided he returns from this ACL. That's an absolute possibility. But it also is possible that they don't. And so that's where, you know, we can look at the figures and crunch the math and calculate all these caps. But it's about what happens on the field. It's about how these guys develop or return from injury. And then actually play.
Talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette here on the Wendy's Big Show. The other thing in all of this is Ian Rapoport yesterday was on Pat McAfee talking about that Davante Adams, the first 2 years of that deal, was more than, say, what the Raiders were offering him, and that Davante simply wanted out of Green Bay and wanted to go somewhere else. Is there anything more to read into this whole situation that maybe everybody's kind of missing, or is it just simply he doesn't want to play with his college quarterback again?
I can tell you that what the Packers were offering was at least as much, if not more, than what the Raiders ended up paying Davante Adams. And we reported that on St. Patrick's Day when the trade went through. Davante Adams, we reported this on St. Patrick's Day when the trade went through. He wanted to play with the Raiders. He did not want to play for the Packers. That is why he was traded. It was not a matter of the Packers being unwilling or unable to match Davante Adams' salary and what he could get elsewhere. With that said, the error that the Packers made was not locking this up and not making this happen a year ago, when everyone knew, a year ago, if you just rewind 12 months and where everyone's mind was at in Packerland, it was all on a certain quarterback. Maybe any other team, any other situation, that all the attention last year would have been on the best receiver in the game is about to enter the final year of his contract. Something's got to get done now. And there just wasn't that urgency. That was the mistake that the Packers made by letting Davante Adams even get to that point.
But they didn't know what was going on with Rodgers. Didn't that really screw the whole thing up?
Yeah, it sure did. But in hindsight, an earlier deal coming to Davante Adams with the money that they ended up with earlier in the process could have negated this whole thing, which is why there was urgency and why it was important to not let history repeat itself with Jaire Alexander. And they were able to do that by getting it done right after the draft, right at the beginning of the summer. They were able to keep history from repeating itself.
I would say this, and I would agree with that. Looking at the draft picks right now, and I know we've had a chance to talk about this in-depthly, but they recently came in for that rookie minicamp, or what do they call them now. What are the chances that those top three draft picks, not necessarily starters, but what big of a role will they have on this team in this upcoming season?
Oh, it could be big. You know, I have no idea what kind of players these guys are going to be. You never know with draft picks coming in, rookies. But if you just look at potential role, Jerry Montgomery, defensive line coach, said before the draft that there's still a need for an interior quick twitch guy that can get after the quarterback. And that's literally what Devontae Wyatt is. You look at Quay Walker and how he fundamentally changes the landscape of this Packers defense, because no longer do they have to slide a safety into the box, Adrian Amos, and make him a hybrid linebacker and get lighter in the box and more vulnerable against the run to be able to shore up their second level pass coverage. Now they can have two really big, really athletic and true inside linebackers in Devondre Campbell and Quay Walker, both in the box when they go to the nickel, which is what they're almost always in, the predominant schematic look that they have. They can not sacrifice the pass covers, but also not be as vulnerable against the run. Bigger in the box, still athletic. And then obviously everyone knows about receiver. I mean, everyone knows that there's a need for a number one receiver. And we have no idea if Christian Watson's going to be that guy as a rookie. The curve for rookie receivers anywhere in this league is very steep. There's very few Justin Jeffersons of the world, but he's going to have a chance. There's an opportunity there for a rookie receiver to come in and have a really productive first year because of the depth chart.
There he is, Ryan Wood. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. He'll be active here for the next 3 days as all the different coaches get to talk to the media over the next 3 days. Ryan, thanks so much for coming
thanks,
on, man.
Woody.
Appreciate it.
All right, man. Hey, I'm looking forward to that Rocky montage of you pulling the weeds and mowing your lawn. Make sure you post that.
Dude, I had to cut the grass twice. It was so dang long, man. It was horrible.
Twice?
Twice. Yeah, it was so long.
Man,
I had to cut it twice.
You've never heard of No Mow May.
A what?
No Mow May.
You don't
mow it. Oh, my God, no. I had to mow. I had no choice.
It got warmer this year. Yeah, I kind of ruined that.
Yeah, no, that would have been a disaster. Ryan, thank you so much, buddy. Take care.
All right, take care.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.